You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back and hello to Mr. Arch.
How you doing?
How was it? And you got Mr. Arch or Mr. Archie? Which should you prefer?
Mr. Arch.
Mr. Arch.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Sunday Lunch Show. But obviously, it's not your real name, is it?
Nah.
What's your real name? You allowed to say it on here? Is it a really cheesy one? Not.
Bill. No, my real name's Emil.
Emil.
Yeah.
And I see you've got a name called Captain Hook. Where'd you get that from?
That's just basically sort of like a nickname some of the guys in my collective gave me because I'm pretty good at coming up with hooks. Songs.
Not taken from the pirate film or anything like that.
Nah.
So you're not an Essex boy, obviously. You're from your London roots, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a North London boy originally, but I live in Hertfordshire now, in Stevenage.
What do you make of Essex? Have you seen it on TV? We've got all that toey stuff going on.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV, but then I'm not that naive, so I know that these programmes can paint a picture of areas and that might not necessarily reflect the area itself. So, you know, but the times that I have been down here, it's been a nice experience, area.
Pretty cool, right? Well, let's get to the music. Your music, how would you describe your music? Because you've gone on your website, it goes through several genres, but you're obviously it's rap, hip-hop rap. Well, how would you class it?
Yeah, it's hip-hop, UK hip-hop, I would say. It's got roots in sort of like drum and bass and grime as well, because I came through that kind of scene as I was growing up, which most MCs probably did that come from this country anyway. Mm-hmm. Some guys stuck with the two genres that I just mentioned. I moved on to hip-hop because I felt it was a sort of like a genre that I could better express myself.
And what made you jump into the music journey? I mean, the industry is quite hard. Tell us about your musical journey. Is it something you started at school or?
Well, it's in the family. Both my uncle and my dad were part of the Brit Funk movement in the late 70s and stuff. My dad's always basically had me around music growing up and stuff like that. And then sort of like my era when I came up, when I was growing up, hip-hop was the thing, really. Hip-hop and MCing and that type of thing there. So that's the kind of the vessel that I use to put my music out there, really.
Yeah. And everyone wants a Mr. Arch single and EP to be released. I know you've got some dates possibly in the summer for this, you've also got your Run Boy Run, which is going to be probably a feature debut track on a forthcoming EP?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, we might just release that one just as a single and just see how it does. I've got a mixtape that you can download if you go to SoundCloud. It says www.soundcloud.com/Mr_Arch. The mixtape's on there and you can just download it.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit more about the EP a bit later, but what's a rap artist or influence you? I mean for some of the older people, we played rappers a lot earlier on, Sugar Hill Gang, which is probably one of the, I know it probably got invented a lot before then, but most people first contact with rap will probably be that song, and then obviously got others from there. But who would you kind of inspire to be like?
My number one favorite rapper is probably Nas. Mm-hmm. I just feel that he's able to sort of like, because one thing with sort of like rap is that, you know, if you do make it, it's hard to sort of like keep that grittiness that you had when you was coming up, because you're making, you know, millions of dollars or millions of pounds and stuff like that, and some rappers get kind of lost and you know, become one trick ponies. But with Nas, he's managed to like reinvent himself over the years and keep his stuff sort of like relevant and fresh.
Yeah. Do you have to sell yourself, sell your soul to get on kind of commercial, you know, you've got the pop side. I mean, Eminem's done it quite a few times now. He's gone from the hardcore rap and then ended up singing, you know, a little bit more mainstream to bring the dollars in.
Well, to a certain extent, you do have to, I wouldn't say dumb it down, but you might have to, you know, sell your soul. I don't like using that term, but basically, yeah, just to get in there, probably. But I mean, as long as, say, for instance, on your album, you could have four or five singles that might be a bit more commercially viable, but just make sure that the rest of the album reflects your true character. That's what I would say for any sort of like hip hop artist that's trying to come through. There is the Nas, for example, is a guy that's, for me personally, managed to sustain like a 20-year career or whatever it is. And still maintain sort of like his dignity and make his money at the same time. So yeah, it's doable.
And if you could work with someone like Nas or anyone out of the music industry, don't have to be a rapper, who would you like to, if you could collaborate with one of those, who would you pick?
Oh, I'd love to collaborate with Nas.
Is that my squeaky mic? Sorry about that. That's my chair.
Nas would probably be up there for number one. There's a lot of UK artists and stuff that I'd like to collaborate with as well. So yeah,
what do you make of the UK rap scene at the moment? So what advice would you give to? And also, I suppose, two part question: What advice would you give to young the youngsters coming through from school to rapping?
Well, to the youngsters, just do you. Don't try and get sidetracked by the glitz and the glamour and how sort of like the media portrays that rappers should come across. Just, you know, at the end of the day, people enjoy music that they can relate to, you know, and if you can sort of like access that part inside you and just be true to yourself, then and you're good enough at what you do, then I've no doubt that you'll be successful anyway. But don't try and fit into a box. Just do you, and if you're good enough, naturally someone along the way will pick you up.
Mm-hmm. Now, as our news coming in, I asked quite a few people what type of questions, because rap is obviously a lot different to the singing questions that we normally ask. And one of the biggest questions I could come up was with, and it was one of my questions anyway, with you're rapping at incredible speed. You have got a musical background, you're rapping too, but unlike a song where you've got kind of cue points, so to speak, like choruses, etc., how do you get to remember all the lyrics? Or is it a case of you might forget them, you just fill them in, make them up, or do you literally have to memorise the song over and over again to be able to bang it out that fast?
Yeah, when it's you that's written it, it's obviously a lot easier to bang it out anyway. But yeah, basically whenever I'm gigging and stuff like that, I just make sure that I'm ultra prepared. Even if I know the song upside down, back to front, left to right, I will still spend sort of like a couple of hours maybe on the day that I'm performing just going through my set and whatnot, just to make sure. Because the worst thing for an artist, well, for me personally, would be messing up on stage. Touch wood, it's never happened to me yet.
That's happened to me loads of times.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're a half decent MC, you should be able to ad lib your way through it if you do mess up anyway. But it's just, I don't know. You still do have choruses and cue points within hip hop as well. You're just hitting them in different places.
So you can suddenly find your way in a song. You say, I missed that bit. You can kind of add a bit, and then you know you're coming back to point A.
Yeah.
Do people come up and just ask you to rap? Singers get it. Singers are song. Do people come up and say, can you rap? Can you do us a bit of rapping?
Sometimes, not all the time. I mean, most people just kind of respect the fact that you're an incredible artist. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you shouldn't really have to be going around proving yourself all the time. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At this moment in time, I've got quite a big catalogue of songs anyway, so
that's good.
Yeah,
tell us about the MCing and Pirate Radio. First, better tell some of the listeners what MCing is.
Well, the word MC means Master of Ceremonies, which most people probably know anyway.
Be surprised. I probably think McDonald's was saying.
Yeah, well, it just means to be. You're a lyricist. It's a form of poetry.
Tracking over songs.
Yeah, basically. It was, you know, the reason why people, hip hop's predominantly sample driven, where it used to be. It's not so much these days because it is a bit of a pain in the backside getting sample clearance and stuff like that. The reason hip hop started off being used using breakbeats and a microphone is because it was hip hop was the poor man's music, and basically you used whatever tools you had, you could get hold of in the ghetto where it started in America. And then obviously now it's not a poor man's thing,
but not a £1 million industry now.
Exactly, but that's where its roots were. So basically it's lyrical expression using the tools that you have. That's MCing.
And you started the drum and bass, moved to grime. got back into hip hop, and on one of your bios, I'm reading this bit out because it says you've on your bio mentions, and I quote this, spitting to drum and bass. What is that?
Spitting is another terminology for excuse me, for rapping. The reason being, when you're unleashing your bars, saliva tends to fly out of your mouth sometimes.
So is that exactly what it says on the tin, really?
Exactly, basically, yeah. So, yeah.
Like that. Well, we're going to get a track on. We're going to play the first track. What's introduce that one to us.
Basically, this is my promo song. You can hit the video up on YouTube. Just type in Mr. Archie promo. Basically, it's a kind of here I am statement track. Basically, it's the first solo video that I've done, cool. And that's pretty much it, really, the essence of the track.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. Cool.
Older now, bigger than no. This rude boy is still rapping, kid. Take fast or take slow. UK ting or Yankee flow, but don't really give a damn, just murder show. This mic's mine, I'ma let them know. Through the passion, through the vibe, and I spit these bars, man, I feel alive. And I spit these bars, man, I open eyes. On a daily grind, gotta reach that high. Say that's what that's rightfully mine. Straight to the front, drum that line. Hip hop house, trap grind, kill the track every time.
Hard white, hard blood, they call me Mr. Archie. Best of both.
Top is my incentive. I got fire, Econ and three men, and my chick think I'm eccentric. Hate fools, pretenses, these fake rappers offensive. I see through these phonies like I'm wearing x-ray lenses. Come to your senses, talking hype is senseless. When you're caught up in the street and then you're acting apprehensive. No names are mentioned, they don't need the attention. I back the fuck up cause these fucks are blocking my ascension.
Hard white, hard blood, they call me Mr. Archie. Best of both.
This shit hurts, now the crowd is walking out. All I see is ripped shirts. This track is pure dirt, so let loose, let's go berserk. Moshing out, no doubt, to the day they slide us in the hearse. Natural high or sherbet, do your thing, whatever works. Not here to preach, I'm here to teach. Moderation when you apply the perk. Real talk on these first. Step to me, I've seen worse. I think they think it's over, well it is now, drip first.
Hard white, hard blood, they call me Mr. Archie. Best of both.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. I love that track. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Cheers.
And, of course, I couldn't give you any of the words that were in that because that was done at such a high pace. That's, I mean, I don't know what BPM... Normally we're talking BPMs, but that's got to be something 150 or something other plus, isn't it?
It's pretty fast, yeah.
Now, you worked with one of the songs we played earlier on in the show, Mr. Arch, was Rajif.
And yeah, that Catch Me If You Can
featuring Mr. Arch on the single. It's a great single, great video as well. How did you get involved with that?
Basically, Rajiv's and my now producer, Dave Brandt, is a friend of my dad's. And basically, they were looking for a rapper for that track, and they were just like, oh, I'll see if Archie wants to do it. And he got in touch with my old man, who then got in touch with me, and then... I wrote the bars for it, and the rest is history.
Do you sing, like a lot of these collaborations, is it a case where you sing, you sometimes don't meet, you kind of, you just record that, and it gets put to the song, or do you meet up and sing it
Yeah, I mean, it just depends.
Obviously, you've got to send you the music, so you've got to be able to get the...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it just depends on the logistics, really. But, I mean, with this particular song, basically, Rajiv's part was done, recorded anyway, and there was just literally a gap for the rap on there. And I came down and met the guys at the studio and just gave them a brief little hit of what I'd written for them, and they liked it. And then I just jumped in the booth and recorded. So, but I mean, sometimes you can just, you're literally just sending each other sound bites. Someone will send you the beat, you'll write to it, record, send that back, and then you never meet, like you say. But I like to get in the studio with people and vibe.
Yeah, and I got it in front of me because it's a short rap, but it looks short, but actually on the CD it's quite long. But it's some great lyrics in there. And as I said to Rajiv when he was on the show, a lot of songs now with the rap kind of go together. You just kind of, you got that bit, and suddenly you're waiting for that rap. You know it's mm-hmm. even, you know it's going to come, even if you've never heard the record. You know at any time now it needs to break. And I have a lot of some songs that haven't got that. I'm driving along and I'm thinking, God, I could just ruin a bit of rap there. And you can kind of put a bit of rap over it. Apart from I can't think of anything, so I just kind of make a little bit up in the car, you know. Yeah, see. Is on radios and as you do, but it's a lot more common nowadays to have rap on normal songs. As a seasoned performer, do you get nervous before going on stage, or you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think that'll ever leave me.
It's good. I do it when I DJ. It keeps you fresh, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it just basically keeps you on your toes, really, being nervous. I think you use the nerves anyway. You get that fight or flight feeling every time before you go on stage, and as long as you harness that properly, it improves your performance.
And you're gigging at the moment, aren't you?
Yes.
Where can people find you?
What, online?
In your gigs, London based gigs mostly.
I've been doing a few bits and bobs here and there. I just did a gig called All Sorts down in Bethnal Green, that sort of area there. So most of my gigs are in London. I did take a little hiatus recently, so I'm just getting back into the swing of things right now. But Dan, who also books gigs for Rajiv as well, has always got things in the pipeline. So,
and what's your ideal gig? Do you prefer clubs? I mean, pubs, I suppose, must be quite hard work, because you've got a mix of people that like it and probably, you know, may not like rap. Is it a club? Is it the best atmosphere for you?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't really mind where it is, as long as I've got an audience to perform to. I kind of pride myself on gaining the attention of people that might not necessarily like hip-hop as well. So,
yeah. Now, we're going to talk about, just quickly before we put another track on, you obviously write your own material.
Mm-hmm.
Talk me through some of that, because with some singers that they often write melody first, and they have a little bit of a song and they put lyrics to it, or some might write the lyrics and then work out a song. Obviously rap's totally different, so do you do it the same way, or do you just wake up and suddenly go, oh bang, that goes together?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I get inspired by the music. So I'll listen to a track, and then the track will inspire my concept, and then I'll just start writing to it. And then what I normally do is I get the first verse written, and then once the first verse is finished, I'll write the hook. And then once you've got the hook, you can just finish off the rest of the track.
And the hook is like the chorus.
Yeah.
And do you have certain themes you like to rap about in particular, or is it just general?
For me personally, I'm bit more of a conscious rapper. You know, from time to time I will do sort of like just the fun, brainless sort of like stuff as well, obviously, because, you know, there's room for that. But yeah, I'm a bit more of a conscious rapper. I like to deal with like human emotion, and I like to deal with society, you know, political topics and stuff like that.
Okay. So, now, you have a demo video of Watch It Cut Times on mm-hmm. YouTube. Is that the one that's called Run Boy Run?
No, the demo video is the one we just listened to.
Oh, yeah. And you got the Run Boy Run out coming out. Where's that film, that video? Because it's like a tunnel, isn't it?
Yeah, that was just basically filmed in my hometown of Stevenage. It's quite
It's an underpass, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it's quite an urban concrete sort of industrial
goes
town.
With the song, it is fantastic. Yeah,
and there's a lot of cycle paths and underpasses and that type of thing there, and it kind of just it represents my area. So I chose to use them.
And did you produce that, or did you have someone in to do it?
My producer Dave shot that video with the help of a friend of mine, Mission Crowney, who's doing the lighting and stuff, but he actually shoots videos himself as well, so he was putting his input in it. But it was just a quick promo video, here we are type thing, but it came out quite well.
And it's getting a lot of hits on YouTube, which is
it's not doing too badly right now at all.
Read some of the comments, and all good comments on it, which is fantastic. Are you going to plan some more videos, hopefully?
Yeah, we're going to be, we're working on it. We're actually just waiting for a female vocalist who's writing the hook for the next video, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to go with this video, but that's just holding it back a little bit at the moment. So once she's done that, we've got another video coming, and then we aim to get Runboy Run Out by the end of the summer.
I had an artist on a couple of months ago called Hava. She was quite good. She was working with quite a few rap artists on similar stuff, which is really good. So a lot of people are going that way. Well, we're going to put another track on. This is track two. Tell us a bit about track two.
This track's called Back Again. It's quite a dark song. It was written in a time when things weren't going so great for me, but they spun round and things improved, and basically I was going through a bit of trouble and strife with my beautiful girlfriend, who's at home listening right now, but we sorted it out in the end, and this was basically inspired by that.
Okay, let's give it a whirl.
I think I'm going crazy. This shit hit the fan for this 80s, baby. Let too much phase me, now it's all gone flop. The accumulated pressure makes the head go pop. Now I'm losing the plot, going off half cock. Yo, I'm jumping the gun because my head's too hot. Yeah, I'm filled with doubt from my toes to my top. Man, I just want the voices in my head to stop. Now it's just me and them, too much time on my hands. And it doesn't slip fast like hourglass sands. It's holding me alone in the worst of all places. While everybody jets like Benny Hill chasing, leaving me to battle these demons I'm facing. Trying to keep it to myself, but now there's cracks in the casing. Souls withering, wasting, need stimulation before the darkness completes its invasion.
No, I'm back again, back in the dark recesses of my mind once more. The music is my only friend. There's a claw through the gloom of depression, and I try to make sense. I need to find that light within, but these troubled times make it hard for me to put my finger on the switch. It's so frightening. I can feel my chest getting all tight again. That's right, I'm
you see, I failed to give my daughter what I never had. That's a unified family feeling, failed as a dad. Only 8 months into my reign, it's insane that I let her down so quick, it's doing in my brain. For me, it wasn't until I was 8 years old. Then my dad dropped the bombshell, son, I gotta go. But keep your chin up, kid, I'll always be in your life. Now you're the man of the house, so treat your mum nice. Some more words of advice than exit stage left. From then to me and my pops, a weekend flex. Now and then he passed you to keep me in check. Running circles around my mum, man, what you expect? The same mum will always make sure I have what I needed. Words her fingers to the bone so I could receive it. Feel my heart bleeding and wonder for my little A. Can't even sit her down and tell her what I wanna say.
Now I'm back again, back in the dark recesses of my mind once more. The music is my only friend. There's a claw through the gloom of depression, and I try to make sense. I need to find that light within, but these troubled times make it hard for me to put my finger on the switch. It's so frightening. I can feel my chest getting all tight again.
Said it's harder every day, just dealing with the rage. Man, I rattle like a smack it, then crack it up in the cage. All the while searching for some other to blame, cause I'm too afraid to say I played myself up at the game. It's Artemis, Decimus, Meridius. Husband to a wasted life so far, hideous. Father to a murdered tongue that should be killing it. And I will have my vengeance on anybody bringing it. There he goes again, talking a good fight, but he never makes it to the ring on the big night. Sidestep to the right, avoiding the spotlight. Always something happening, waiting just in the pipe, man. If you're scared of the mic, this guy just full of hype. Never gonna burn bright, never take flight. Get your shit together, man. Your bar
stars are tight. Open up your third eye and gain the sight.
Yo, I'm back again, back in the dark recesses of my mind. Once more, the music is my only friend. There's a glow through the gloom of depression and the chatter makes sense. I need to find that light within, but these troubled times make it hard for me to put my finger on the switch. It's so frightening, I can feel my chest getting all tight again. That's right, I'm back again. Again, I'm back again. I'm back again. I'm back again. Back again. Back again. I'm back again. Back again. Back again. I'm back again. Back again. Back again. Back again.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
1:33, sitting here with Mr. Arch. We'll be straight back after these.
98 FM.
Welcome back to Sunday Lunch. Sitting in with Mr. Arch, our guest for this week, and we was just talking about off air about some of the Tory lot. Yeah, we've done a bit of that. It's really strange. That's all happening in Essex, and you see it filming down a high street every week. A bit bizarre. Puts on the map a bit. Now we was talking about being signed, unsigned. You're unsigned at the moment. Obviously, mm-hmm. trying to get signed, and we've been talking about YouTube. One of the biggest tools at the moment for artists are media sites. Mm-hmm. Now I know you've got some. How can people find you online if they're tapping into their keyboards?
Well, as I said earlier on, my SoundCloud is www.soundcloud.com/Mr_Arch, and that's got the mixtape on there. You can download the mixtape there. My Twitter is Mr_Arch_E.
Yeah, that's the bit you have to remember, the underscore straight after the Mr, because you get loads come up, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. Archwood, Mr. Archer, and
exactly.
If you don't put the underscore in.
It is Mr. Arch, but somebody had taken that already. I was quick enough with my Hotmail to get Mr. _ Arch, but someone had taken it on Twitter, so it's got the E on the end.
Yeah.
You'll have to forgive me, my Facebook, because my manager runs it. I forget what that is, but basically just type in Mr. Arch into Facebook and I'll pop up.
Yeah, and once we'll be putting the blog feed up, so I'll add all those links to the blog. We talked about rap grime. Now you've got these reality TV programs. You've got X Factor, Brit's Got Talent. Would you like to see a little bit more of this kind of music featuring on those type of programs?
To be honest with you, for those sort of talent shows and stuff like that, I'm not sure that hip hop is greatly suited to it. If I'm honest, anyway. If it would feature on there, I mean, it might raise the profile of hip hop a bit more, but I don't think it really needs its profile risen much more. Anyway, it's pretty much the biggest musical genre at the moment.
Agreed. Yeah.
I mean, in the 80s, you had sort of like the new romantic era and all that kind of business. That was the big thing then. And now, hip hop was there through the 80s, but it was underground. It was coming up, and now it's pretty much taken over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the hip hop that is being released commercially now, it's arguable that is actually hip hop anyway, because it's more like hip pop.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it's still allowing the genre to be seen, and that's
I think that's just how they have to manufacture it to sell it probably, but I think that's where your record companies have a lot of a grip hold on their artists, and they make them change it. Is it something you'd do if someone asked you to do? Would you go on?
I think, to be honest with you, I mean,
you can't really do it on ABBA week, could you? And next week it's ABBA week with Mr. Archer. Yeah, it'd be a bit tricky.
It would. For me personally, it's not for me, and I'm kind of, at the end of the day, I'm not taking anything away from any of the people that have come through the talent shows on TV. I mean, they've still had to graft, after they've had that initial sort of like contact through the show. But I'm more down with sort of like doing it yourself and grinding hard and doing the rubbish little gigs in small places and stuff, and building your way up to it. Do you know what I mean? That's more my cup of tea.
And it's how you sow your talent is on those little those gigs, because it's how you learn your trade. I mean,
yeah.
It's nothing more frustrating than watching one of these programs when someone's sitting there going, oh, I just want to be in the music industry, and well, if there's no stopping you do that, you can just sit either rap, pick up a guitar, sing, or tell jokes, whatever you do, and just go to a pub and do it for free if you want till you're good enough. So it's something that you can do. A lot of people now just want to go straight in on the top level.
Oh, that's it, exactly.
That's the problems with these programs.
I mean, with these sort of programs anyway, I don't know if you've noticed, most of the artists will disappear for a year before they release something, and that's because, other than the fact that they've obviously naturally got a great voice, they've got next to no sort of stage sort of like presence or whatever, or they haven't got any stage training, where they haven't grafted doing the smaller gigs and stuff. So they send them off on university tours around the country to build up their stagecraft, and then when they come back, they're the finished article. But
absolutely. I had the Lovable Rogues the other day. I was on the main stage here at the Bremer Festival, and they was on the show before they was famous, because they went to the Britain Got Talent, and they're signed to Psycho Records now. And they came and done they was on the we had a festival here in Brentwood, and they only had a 6-track. I think it might have only been 5-track set, really short. And two of those were one of the songs they done. Done on the actual show, so they had quite a small amount of music, because they're still writing them. I mean, you can't do it that quick.
No.
What type of music do you listen to? Do you listen to your music? Do you listen to music that you kind of sing to, or do you like to listen to? I know we're talking about off air about different types of music, but do you listen to other? You know, what do you listen to on your iPod?
I listen to everything, because I take inspiration from other people's music and stuff. I listen to a lot of sort of like classical music.
That's interesting.
Because I listen to it. I do enjoy classical music, but I listen to it a lot for inspiration, and also samples and stuff like that. I love anything that sounds epic. That's my thing. But I mean, growing up with sort of like a dad that was in the Brit funk movement and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'd listen to soul music. I like a bit of dance. I like house as well. Hip hop, obviously. I don't pigeonhole myself to a specific music, to be honest with you. So.
And with your dad and the recording studio, is that where you put a lot of your tracks together?
Yeah. Now I'm working with a different producer, my producer David Brandt. But basically, yeah, when I was first coming up, that's where I put together most of my stuff. My dad's gaff.
And there was an interview on you online with you the other day. A young girl was interviewing you. You obviously just come off stage somewhere.
Yeah, that was at the All Sorts gig in Bethnal Green two Mondays ago, I think it was.
Was that a good gig?
Yeah, it went well. Went very well. Yeah, as I said earlier, I'd taken a bit of a hiatus recently. Probably the last few years. We had my daughter in 2010, and I'm just basically getting back into the swing of things again now and stuff. So
we're all patiently waiting an EP from from you. And have you penciled in any dates for that? Go on, give me an exclusive. So it's going to be in the summer.
Well, hope we're going to try and get it out by the end of the summer. This is the same question at the interview you were just talking about. The girl put me on the spot.
She did put me on the spot. That's exactly why I mentioned it. To see if I could get it out of you, which it failed.
One thing I do.
She was prettier than me, though.
One thing I do guarantee is that we'll get this next tune that you'll hear shortly. We're going to get this out for the end of the month. End of the summer, with a video as well. So,
and when you do, send it straight in. I'm really looking forward to listen to it. I'm looking at these lyrics now. Let's have a little bit of a bash of this. You can judge me on this if you want. So we've just gotten into that little bit of a song, and then we go. Ready? It's Mr. Archie, catch me if you can, cause I'm on another wavelength you'll never understand. Way too deep, can't comprehend my plan. Bait your breath, audience, palm of my hand. Got that thing, can't be taught, far ahead, that can't be caught. Murk that track without a second thought, then leave the scene, got no remorse. Don't make me laugh, I'm trying to be serious here. I'm trying to give it attitude, is that the word?
Go on.
I'm not here to joke, I ain't playing games, pole position, tar flame, smoke and dust is all you see. Got zero task of catching me, Superman, feel the breeze, do my dirt, then I have to leave. That's wrong, and it's Imma. What's Imma?
Armour.
Oh, Armour.
Imma have to leave.
Do my dirt, then Armour have to leave. Can't you see I'm not in my league? I'm here for the game. Anytime you need. Ha.
I'm here for the game in its time of need.
I know, you just sound better than me. Yeah, well.
No, that was a...
If Raji's listening, that I'm all ready, mate. I'm all ready for the acoustic version when you next come in.
How can I put this? That was a valiant effort.
It was valiant, wasn't it? it's better when I've done it in rehearsal. But the thing is, when you read these things, like it's typical. You hear the bit of paper I've got there with it all written down. But it's one of those things that when you can read it quite quick in your mind, can't you? If I can read it, it sounds like you're doing it.
Yeah.
But when I speak, when I go to do it, obviously it doesn't sound nothing like that. In fact, it just sounds like a girl squeaking down the mic. pretty poor effort. So what's next for you for the rest of the year? You're going to just carry on working, the gig and stuff?
Just keep grinding, keep gigging. Got a couple of videos coming out this summer. There's a couple of feature videos that I'm doing with another artist that I work with, Mission Crowney, from Hitchin. Basically just getting it out there, getting as much as I can out there so that people have got as much media and music of mine that they can get their hands on, basically.
Okay. Well, Mr. Arch, thanks for joining me. Before you just lastly, a question I'll just throw in for everyone, just to put you on the spot. If you could go on a little dinner date with anyone famous, past or present, artist, actor, you could drag up from the past or present, as I said, who'd you be?
A dinner date.
That'd be a day, you know, just sit there and have a beer with and a burger with someone famous. Who would you go for?
Who would I go for?
Don't say Rajiv, because he's probably listening. big head.
I don't know. Recently, in the acting game, the English is basically just the old saying. The English are coming. I think they're tearing it up over in America right now, winning a lot of Oscars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One of my favourite actors at the moment is Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
I think he's a pretty cool guy, and I think if me and him were to hang out, we'd get on quite well, and just like to pick his brains as well to see how he works, because he can come across like a bit of a strange character as well. He's a bit of a chameleon.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
He's different every time he's being interviewed. So I'd like to sit down and see what he's really like as a person.
Work him out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna go on to your last track. Tell us about this one.
This is right. This track's called Run Boy Run. It's just a very tongue-in-cheek.
This is my favourite one.
Cheers. It's a very tongue-in-cheek, Eminem-esque, just jokey sort of like fun track. Really, it came about because a friend of mine, who is a fan of my music, because a lot of my work is quite dark, he was just like, "Can you just do something that's a bit of fun for once, please?" So I did this.
Great stuff. Thanks for joining me, Mr. Arch.
No worries. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
This particular beat is packing bare heat. They're gonna feel it in the countryside, feel it in the street. So you better retreat. There's no time for the weak. It's the new shape, RT, and he's looking so sleek. High. Here to defeat any contender or challenger. Step to the plate and armor after damager. That's right, kid, I'm the verbal knuckle slammager. Now you've been slack like a Premier League manager. Not because you're whack or you're underachieving. It's cause I'm so good that it defies believing. Like Lionel Richie, got them dancing on the ceiling. I'm the cat, all the North Hearts man are feeling. Rapidly peeling bars off my lips. I tear up the shoulder, people go into fits. And the chicks in the crowd start flashing the tips. Man, I love grouping up to get the bedroom dislike. You get beaten down. Down for fun, Mr. RT's not playing around, son. That's right, I am the dun. Dun, 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 dun. You wanna test me, boy, then come. Like a high grade, you'll get fun. I think it's best you run. Run, 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 run. Most of the time I don't curse in my raps. I possess the intelligence to be deep in the track. But now and again I'm like, yo, fuck that. You'll get pimped, slapped and beat with a crowbar twat. You're on the floor now, crying and bleeding. And all you're thinking that this track's got a hidden meaning. Well, it hasn't, people. It's not very misleading. If you muck about it, arts, then I make you stop breathing. Good evening, it's me, the psycho rapper. 1 minute I'm nice and the next I wanna clap ya. Don't mess with party girls, only bang slappers. And still walk around like I'm the Dan Dapper. Mad as a hatter with the kind of bars that matter. Foes get mashed up and the dreams get shattered. I'm sick of the way that my genre's been taken in. Fake fancy fogs and every man's raking in. You get beaten down for fun. Mr. RT's not playing around, son. That's
I never divert off the track when I steer. You get run through like a wilder Zulu spear. It's best you fear. Don't tempt me, spray lyrics for fun, clips never empty. Good rappers a few, whack ones are plenty. Seems to be that the corny MCs are trendy. Try to defend the, I speak of the hip hop, represent the tip top, bar a social pop. Fascinating characters are terrible, I picked up. And I won't stop until these waste man are pissed off, lift off. Now watch me rocket to the sky, I believe I can fly like that R. Kelly guy. Except I don't touch young girls on the sly. I just steal their sweets and I make them cry.
You get beaten down for fun.
Listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.